This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is a motivational minisode. Some of you love it when I bring the fire and directness. Others, not so much, but it is time. It is necessary. We are talking about the way you talk about yourself and to yourself. The complaining and the negativity, they're old. They're tired. Think about how draining it is to be around someone who is always complaining, always whining, always negative. Nobody likes that. Nobody wants to be around that person, but are you that person about yourself? I'm tired. I'm frustrated. It's hard. I don't want to. I'm not motivated. I look terrible. I have no money. I never this. I always that. Staying in that lane is not going to take you where you want to go. And it's time to grow up. In the way that you think, in the way that you speak about yourself. If that is not how you want to be and how you want to stay, then it is time to change the story. And this is not about don't be so negative. And it's not about think positive, because those things are just as tired and just as cliche as the negativity and whining itself. But it is about replacing those declarative limiting statements about what you can't do and what's hard and what you've always done with inquiries that lead to action. Replacing those declarative limiting statements where you're prescribing a problem or an inability that you think you have, that you've talked yourself into, replacing it with an inquiry that leads to action. Turning it into a question about what you can do and how you can create change. Because life is short and life is good, and hearing more about how you're busy and you're tired and you're stressed and you're not motivated, how fat you are and what a failure you are and how you can't stop emotionally eating, well, you're certainly not going to create change if that's how you're defining yourself, because you cannot exceed your own expectations and you are going to live right into and up to the reality you are telling. You are complicit in creating the problems that you don't want. And a huge part of your participation in the problem is that you keep talking about it, claiming it and claiming it and claiming it. You are the narrator of your choices. You are the narrator of your reality, and you are forecasting it and prescribing the very thing that you say you want to avoid. Where you are is not who you are, and your history is not your destiny. But if you are narrating your present circumstances with your past problems, hello, that is a big part of the problem. And look, I am not up here on a soapbox having never lived the struggle. I have. And I don't know how the people in my life put up with me complaining about my weight for decades. It's boring. Life is more interesting than that. Create a different story, because life is full of possibility and way more exciting and full of potential than your limited story. And this isn't me saying that I don't care or I don't want to help. I'm saying this because I care. And this is how I'm helping. Enough with the crappy story. Turn your limiting statements into inquiry about possibility and potential. As soon as you notice that old, tired story that you want to move beyond but keep telling and telling and telling, ask yourself, how can I be a little different today? How can I make better choices today? How can I take better care of myself? How can I choose things today that make me a little bit happier? Replace those declarative limited statements with inquiries that lead to action. And maybe yours is, I always eat when I'm stressed, or I'm not motivated. I'm so all or nothing. I'm either on the wagon or off the wagon. Or once I have two drinks, I just can't stop. Yeah, you can. And the first thing you need to stop is that story. Right? Change the story. Replace the self-limiting prescription with a question that leads to action. What am I able and willing to do today? How can I be a little better today than I was yesterday? How can I take great care of myself today? What are choices I would be proud of today? What is the first step I can take today to change a habit? That's the redirect. And as Tim Ferriss says, if you cannot get out of your head, get into your body. If you feel like, oh, I can't change the thoughts. If you can't get out of your head, get into your body. Dance, exercise, take a shower, do it again, right? What am I willing to try differently? Instead of attaching to the problem, I can't stop these thoughts. Yes, you can. Do something different. Try something different. Saying you can't is just committing more to the problem. What are you willing to try that you haven't tried before? What step are you willing to take that you haven't taken before? What things have you said, I can't, I don't want to, it's too hard, that today you'll say, I will? Replace the declarative limiting statements with inquiries that lead to action. It's time. The story is tired. It's time to retire it and create a new one that serves you and the life you're capable of creating. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.